Whistler's fire danger rating was raised to extreme Wednesday afternoon, August 11, as temperatures ticked back above the 30-degree mark and Environment Canada for the third time this summer issued a heat warning for much of southern BC. The imminent heat wave won't match the one experienced earlier this summer, but Whistler locals and visitors are still encouraged to take precautions to stay cool. Temperatures reached a high of 33°C in Whistler on Wednesday afternoon and are forecasted to continue rising over the coming days. A high of 35°C is expected in Whistler on Thursday, while Pemberton can expect to see temperatures closer to 38°C. Overnight temperatures will hover between 14 and 17°C in Whistler. The heat is expected to stick around until Sunday. These hotter-than-normal temperatures will increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, the Environment Canada warning cautioned. The warning affects Metro Vancouver, the North Shore, Greater Victoria, Howe Sound, Whistler, the Sunshine Coast, the Southern Gulf Islands, East Vancouver Island and Inland Vancouver Island. BC Minister of Public Safety Mike Farnworth held a press conference with Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry and Health Minister Adrian Dix to warn British Columbians of the dangers associated with the heat, after hundreds died as a result of the first significant heat wave that first hit the province in late June. This summer has been a stark reminder of the impacts of climate change, and the need to continue preparing for hotter weather and more difficult fire seasons, as individuals and as a province, Farnworth said during Wednesday's press conference. People who are evacuated from their homes due to the wildfires are particularly vulnerable during this time, and local governments are being encouraged to let evacuees know about cooling center locations in their area. Medical health officers for both Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, and Fraser Health, FH, authorities also issued a joint release earlier this week urging residents to take precautions to protect themselves and those who are vulnerable amidst the heat. Based on previous heat events, the anticipated temperatures are proven to cause negative health outcomes among Lower Mainland residents who may not be acclimatized to temperatures in this range and may not have ready access to adaptations, such as air conditioning, it read. Officials emphasized the immediate danger that heat stress can pose to health, with symptoms of heat-related illness often including thirst, dizziness, confusion, weakness and fainting or collapsing, including loss of consciousness. High indoor temperatures can be particularly dangerous for older adults and those with chronic health conditions, the health authorities added. Everyone is urged to drink plenty of water, keep homes as cool as possible, seek out air-conditioned spaces, such as a public library or cooling station, and avoid spending extended periods of time in the sun. Those experiencing difficulty breathing, shortness of breath or chest pain are urged to seek medical care. The Resort Municipality of Whistler, RMOW, on Wednesday encouraged residents and visitors to stay cool and check in on those vulnerable to extreme heat over the coming days. In addition to Whistler's lakes and parks, the RMOW invited the public to seek out air conditioning at the Whistler Public Library and at the Meadow Park Sports Center. Whistler Community Services Society, WCSS, will be operating hydration stations and distributing water at the Whistler Public Library, the WCSS Food Bank and the Rebuild It Center between 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Thursday. They can be found at the Food Bank and Rebuild It Center locations between 1:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. on Friday. Fire risk heightened in Whistler with Whistler's wildfire risk now elevated to extreme. Fires of any kind, or any size, in any location are prohibited. The use of CSA-rated or ULC-rated portable fire pits is also prohibited, the municipality explained in a release. Locals and visitors are reminded to take extreme caution and avoid any activity that could create a spark or ignite a fire, such as parking a vehicle on dry grass or shrubs, the release read. Even at home or in your backyard, a lantern or candle left unattended can start a fire that can quickly spread to surrounding trees and threaten an entire neighborhood. Smoke butts should be fully extinguished with water and disposed of, and never thrown out a vehicle window. Any smoke or fire should be immediately reported to 911 or *5555 on a cell phone outside of municipal boundaries. Around 270 fires are currently raging throughout BC. For more wildfire prevention information, visit wister.ca/fire. With a file from Stefan Labby and Nicholas Johansson.